Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, on the program, we talk about retirement, retirement planning. Income, of course, is a big part of what we're looking for when we retire. Make that wonderful transition if you can break away from work. Some of you business owners out there, I know it's difficult to get away from it and let go, but eventually we retire. And when we retire, the name of the game, a big part of the game, is income. Well, we're going to be talking about that very specifically because there's a lot of challenges. You know, you could argue that there's a perfect storm. Low interest rates, longer lives, uncertain markets, the list goes on and on. So we're very fortunate. I'm very pleased to welcome Tom Hegna to the program. He's an author, speaker, and economist. He has written the book, Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. A lot more information over at his website, tomhegna.com. Just like it sounds, Tom, of course, H-E-G-N-A.com, tomhegna.com. He's got a free newsletter you can sign up for. And quick bio on Tom. After retiring as a lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Army, Tom went into financial services as an advisor and then as a manager and a senior executive for a Fortune 100 company. And today, again, of course, I mentioned he does a lot of public speaking. I see him all the time on LinkedIn and being featured and doing a lot of speaking, so it's wonderful to have him here with us. He's also been featured in Forbes, Money Rates, and a lot of other leading publications. So let's get right to it. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, David. Thank you. Great to be with you.
I'm glad you're with us. And first, and I mean this sincerely as I can, thank you very much for your service to our country.
Thank you.
All right. Let's dive in. Retirement income. You heard me set it up. That's the name of the game, right?
I mean, I do a lot of public seminars. In my seminars, I say, you know, the success of your retirement is not about your assets. It is not about your assets. It is not about your assets. The success of your retirement has everything to do with income. And it's kind of a paradigm shift, if you think of it, David, because we've always been taught that we need to save up this pile of money. And the bigger our pile of money, the better our retirement. But that's really not true, because your assets can be lost. They can be stolen. They can be swindled. They can be sued. They can be divorced.
Yeah.
They can be decimated in a market crash or wiped out by long-term care.
Yeah.
So the true success of your retirement really has everything to do with income. And if you've ever heard me talk, guaranteed lifetime income.
Good. Well done. Well, that's all the time we need. That's good. Wraps it up, Tom. No, I agree with you. And I think that there is a hard ingrained mindset of this nest egg and doing it. Once you build it up, you do everything you can to keep anybody away from it. And it's like a mother bird trying to protect a nest full of eggs from 6 or 7 foxes trying to steal that egg. And it's a losing battle, of course. And there's so many things that can happen, and you mentioned just a few of them, the long-term care, of course, and the need for this egg to provide for an uncertain period of time. And there's an inertia or a tendency for people to say, ooh, if I have to part with some of my assets, in their mind, sometimes have a difficulty shifting, as you described, to this mindset more of about income and it being there being guarantees and reliability. You know, I know I've heard it said, and I'm sure you have too, you know, this idea of return of ROI, return on investment, becomes reliability of income being much more important when you retire.
That is absolutely correct. And see, assets make people miserable in retirement. It's guaranteed lifetime income that makes you happy. It's been proven study after study. I mean, if you think about it, who are the happiest retirees you know? They're people with pensions.
Sure.
And study after study has shown people with pensions are much happier in retirement than people who don't have pensions. And so when you really look at it, happiness in retirement is tied almost 100% to guaranteed lifetime income, not assets. Think of who are the most miserable clients you have. They're loaded. They got assets out the wazoo, but they're losing money in the markets, and they're losing money in oil. They're losing money in gas. Now interest rates are at 50-year lows. Assets make people miserable in retirement. What makes people happy, what allows people to enjoy their retirement, are these guaranteed paychecks and playchecks. Because when these checks come rolling in, you know what you better do? You better spend the money. If you don't have next month, the checks come rolling in, and you better spend the money. Because guess what happens next month? Those checks come rolling in. And it's the unlimited checks and spending that actually allow you to enjoy your retirement and be happy.
Well, there you are. And you know, it's funny, there are still people who do that, Tom, and they do buy into and get, okay, I get it. I know I need to make this mindset, and maybe they've worked with an advisor that's recommended some of the strategies to get that income. And then you check back with them in a year, and they're still hoarding the cash that they're getting from the income. So it is a challenge, you know, to get people to think a little differently about their retirement.
Hey, it took me a while too, but here's what I will tell you to your listeners: if you are retired on assets, here's my promise: you will never, ever, ever fully enjoy your retirement. You know why? Because you don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know what rate of return you're going to get. So you don't know how much you can take out every month. So you're going to do one of two things. You are either going to take out too much money, in which case you can quickly run out of money, or far more likely, you'll never take out enough. And you'll join the millions of Americans who are living this just in case retirement. David, you've seen this. You know you've got clients, they've got plenty of money. They don't even touch it. You know, and when I was an advisor, I used to bust my clients and say, wait a minute now, you told me when you retired you're going to join the country club, you're going to buy a new boat, you're going to go on a cruise, you're going to see the world. Have you done that yet? You know, many of these people say, no, we haven't done that yet. You know why? Because just in case. Yeah. The markets are volatile. Interest rates are low. Oil prices are down. Gas prices are down. Just in case. They're living this just in case retirement. And here's what happens. They don't touch their money, and they don't touch their money, and they don't touch their money, and they don't touch their money. Then they die. What happens to money? Goes to kids. Well, the kids do this. They join the country club. They buy a new boat. They go on a cruise, and they see the world. This is happening all over the country.
Yeah.
And the way you get out of this just-in-case retirement is by turning at least a portion of your assets into guaranteed lifetime income. That's what every PhD who studied retirement, and that's what I talk about in all my books, that retirement is all about income and risk management, taking key risks off the table. That's what it's about. It's not about accumulating a pile of money.
Yeah, no question. And I call those things retirement threats. The longevity, the long-term care risk, the inflation, all those things. They're threats to your security. And you've nailed it, Tom. I really appreciate your being with us. We'll grab a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about ways to get the income that Tom is referring to, this guarantee of income, how you can do that. Tom Hegna is our guest today. Don't worry, retire happy. That's the book, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. TomHegna.com is the website, free newsletter over there you can take advantage of. Quick break, right back with you after this break.
The Rice & Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, president and managing partner of Rice & Rose. The Rice & Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or healthcare surrogate. Contact the Rice & Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary, a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. A fiduciary also means an advisor should recommend products and services he believes will best serve his clients' needs, not what an insurance company or investment company tells him he has to sell. Next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary? Yes or no?" If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer's probably no. This public service announcement is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we're back. Tom Hegna on the line, author, speaker, economist, and the book, Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. TomHegna.com is a website. So I think sufficiently got everybody's attention, Tom, before the break about the importance and the passion that you feel for people getting this ability to have the reliability of income in the retirement and having guarantees of income. And people are saying, okay, well, in this uncertain world, where can I get guarantees of income?
There are three sources of guaranteed lifetime income. The first source is Social Security. And we talk about Social Security a lot, but I always ask people, what is Social Security? Social Security is a lifetime income annuity. It's a guaranteed paycheck for life. The second source is a pension. Now, what is a pension? A pension is a lifetime income annuity. It's a guaranteed paycheck for life. And what math and science says is you should cover your basic living expenses with guaranteed lifetime income. So Social Security counts and pension counts. But whatever you're short, you're supposed to go find an insurance company and buy a lifetime income annuity. Now, I speak all over the world, and there are people all the time that say things like this. They say, well, Tom, I don't like annuities. You know, Susie doesn't like annuities. Dave doesn't like annuities. Ken Fisher takes out full-page ads saying, I hate annuities, and so should you. We don't like annuities around here. You know what I train advisors to do? I train advisors to act surprised. Like, seriously? You're telling me you don't like annuities? So let me understand what you just said. You paid into Social Security for 35 years, but you're going to call up the Social Security Administration and say, stop those checks. I don't want any Social Security checks. We don't like annuity. Are you seriously going to do that? You worked for that company for 42 years, but you're going to call up the HR department and say, stop those pension checks. We don't like annuities in this house. Well, then they say, well, I guess I like those kind of annuities.
Right, right.
It's just those insurance company annuities I don't like. Oh, really? And why is that? Well, because they're all loaded up with fees and everything. Really? Does anybody know what the total ongoing fees in a lifetime income annuity are? They're zero. It's not even a fee product. It's called a spread product. Now, as you know, David, there are annuities that have fees. Variable annuities have fees, and some index riders have fees. That doesn't mean they're bad. It means you ought to look at what are the guarantees versus those fees. But for our conversation, I'm talking about guaranteed lifetime income that's not even a fee product. So I don't think people really understand what guaranteed lifetime income is all about.
Well, they don't, Tom. And there's a lot of education that's required, and you have, of course, and not surprisingly, you've nailed some of the noise in the financial world. You have what we call the celebrity advisor, who is, dare I say, vaguely familiar and superficially familiar with some of the products and doesn't often know what they're talking about. And they throw out all, you know, products into one basket, or they do kind of a drive-by shooting of it. And then you have, as you mentioned, some of the people that are selling competing products. And I've pointed this out many times to people that, you know, if you have somebody wanting to, you know, put you into something else, they're going to bash whatever it is that you might be offering. And it's just the nature of the world. You know, we all get this, Tom, when we go to buy a car. You know, you go to, you go to the Ford dealership, and you describe what you're wanting in a vehicle, and they go, well, you know what? Actually, you need to go down to Toyota. They've got the car for you. That never happens, does it? And we all understand how that Ford dealer is not going to make that recommendation, and we aren't surprised when they don't. But for some reason in the financial world, there's this complete misunderstanding that financial people, there's a tremendous amount of spend. In fact, while I'm on it, if financial services people ever wanted to go into politics, they would wipe the floor with the current cast of politicians we have, because there's so much spend in financial services. It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, if you ever read my book is all about math and science. I take my opinions out of it. Hmm. What I do is I go to the research of Dr. David Babel of Wharton, Dr. Moshe Milevsky of Toronto, Dr. Menachem Yari of Israel, Dr. Robert C. Merton, a Nobel Prize winner. See, all these very smart people have studied retirement. There is an optimal way to retire, and that's what I talk about. So I try to take all these opinions out of it. What is mathematically and scientifically the optimal way to retire? And that's what I write about.
Well, and that is scarce, Tom, because, and I've written a couple books myself and attempted to do the same and recognize this ongoing battle between the investment and the insurance world. But your objectivity is scarce. And people don't realize this, that when they read a publication, newspaper, magazine, online, whatever it is, the first thing we really need to do is to look at the advertisers in that magazine and see who they are. So if you're reading a magazine all about mutual funds, and the advertisers are all mutual funds, don't be surprised that they say don't do an annuity. I mean, really, right? I mean, I know there's a little bit of the choir preaching to the preacher or preacher preaching to the choir, but so my approach, I'm a hybrid. I recommend what I think makes sense for the client. Imagine that, and it might be investments, it might be annuity, it might be long-term care, it might be all of the above. You know, when we look at the steps that people need to take, Tom, to get retirement security, I agree with you. I think having guaranteed reliable income is essential for your basics, your day-to-day living, and then, you know, for the extras, that's where maybe having a liquid investment portfolio might be helpful for discretionary spending, and to build your plan to respond to whatever may come down the road. What do you think about that approach?
Yeah, I mean, look, my seven simple steps, if I went through them very quickly, step one is you got to have a plan. You know, how can you get anywhere if you don't have a roadmap or a plan of how to get there? And with that, I see you've got to work with a financial professional. Retirement is not a do-it-yourself project. Step number two is something you're very familiar with. Maximize your Social Security benefit. Most people, their Social Security is the largest asset they have, yet they spend more time planning the summer vacation than learning how to maximize those benefits.
True.
Step number three, consider a hybrid retirement. You know, too many people are trying to retire too early. It doesn't hurt to work a few extra years or to do something in retirement that you can make a little extra money on.
Yeah.
Step number four, you got to protect your savings from inflation. So that's where the stocks and the mutual funds and real estate could fit if they want that. Step number five, secure more guaranteed lifetime income, because retirement's all about income. It's not about assets. Step number six, you got to have a plan for long-term care.
Agreed.
No retirement plan is complete without a plan for long-term care. It's the number one thing people forget about that can wipe out their entire life's work. Step number seven, use your home equity wisely, and there are numerous ways to do that, and you're very familiar with those as well. And then the last thing I say is, instead of living this just-in-case retirement to leave your kids money, I tell people, don't leave your kids any money. Spend your money. Leave them life insurance, because you can leave them so much more. So the most efficient way to transfer wealth to children, grandchildren, and charities is with life insurance, not leaving them actual money.
Amen to that. Tax-free. And, and you know, spend the money. So if you want to leave the kids money, well, how about this? Get your income, enjoy it, and enjoy the money with the kids. All go on a cruise and do it together. All well put. And, you know, often people struggle with some of these different steps that you had described here, Tom. And number one, you know, one of the other ones is if you don't have a financial plan, you don't have a financial planner. And so, you know, the thing that people need to understand is that it's not just about buying a product from somebody. You really need to map this stuff out, because look at what we described. We talked about integrating Social Security. We talked about integrating your home equity as appropriate. Long-term care, addressing that huge risk, getting the income you need, and fighting inflation with some sort of equity-based investment strategy. That's a very integrated approach. That's not a one product or one solution approach. You've really got to look at all these things in concert, especially you talked about the largest asset people have, Tom, that is Social Security. I mean, figuring it out when to take it is, there is no, the rules of thumb all break down when you get to Social Security. There is a lot of individual specific situations that will determine whether it makes sense to take it now, later, or somewhere in between.
And it can increase your overall family Social Security payout by 50% over your lifetime.
It's huge.
If you know how to maximize it properly. And with all the changes now that they took away, basically file and suspend and restricted
right.
application,
right.
you know, I really think you need to have a professional, and you need to use a Social Security calculator where you
yep.
can model out, you know, is it best for me to wait till 70? I mean, it typically is for the breadwinner, but look, if the breadwinner would then lose the 50% of the spouses for all those years that they didn't take it, maybe they should take it at 68, or maybe
mm-hmm.
they should take it at 66. But I think you need to model it now, because it's way more complicated today than it was even, you know, 18 months ago.
Well put. Well, and you will be pleased to know, Tom, we have the software here. We run these analyses all the time, and it is very interesting how when we start looking at somebody's situation, there might be some initial thoughts, and then as we dig into it, and we actually do the modeling and the planning, we find that, no, wait a minute, we need to do this differently than maybe on the surface it looked like might be appropriate. And, you know, the other huge one is, as you know, the survivor is going to get that bigger Social Security benefit. And I just sat down with a couple, and we're delaying the husband's, not long, but a little bit, and we're drawing and structuring a plan so we can do that. And it's resulting in a survivorship Social Security benefit for his spouse that if something happens to him, in today's dollars, it would be like $36,000, $38,000. She's going to get the rest of her life from Social Security. Again, that lifetime income annuity in effect. And it just made sense to wait. And so there's a lot of benefits to this. But you just got to measure them and make them work. All these things work together.
Yeah. And see, what if people would realize this is math and science, it's not opinions. And if people would focus on following what the math and science shows to have an optimal retirement. See, David, nobody knows what's going to be the best. You don't know. I don't know. If the market goes to 150,000, we should all have been in the market. If gold goes to 20,000 an ounce, we should all have been in gold. If oil goes to 10,000 a barrel, we should all have been in oil. Nobody knows what's going to be the best. Well, but what math and science looks for is the optimal. And what the optimal means, this will be the best more often than anything else will be the best, and they'll never be the worst. That's the optimal solution. And that's what I talk about in my books. That's when I cover the country, when I train advisors, when I do public seminars. We got to go for the optimal. That's your best shot of having the best.
Well put. And the other side of that coin, Tom, is because we're going to use these different things as part of a plan. Diversification means sometimes you're disappointed. and that's okay because, you know, we're looking for hedging our bets, and it's a good approach. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, author, speaker, economist. The book, Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security, tomhegna.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Hegna on the line, author, speaker, economist. Smart guy. Don't worry, retire happy. 7 Steps to Retirement Security is the book. TomHegna.com website, free newsletter. Check it out. And I know that you have some additional and special thoughts and recommendations for couples, but especially for women, Tom. Let's speak to women. You know, there's a lot of statistics out there about that 75% of women, the statistics are very large, that will be widowed. 75% of women die a widow, whereas it's the other way around for men. I don't remember the exact statistic, but the point is that many times women live their remaining years alone and or widowed. And so they have some of these specific needs that especially relate to, you know, the creating of retirement income and addressing these risks that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I have a whole chapter in my book, Tips for Women, because women face risks men don't. First of all, they live longer, and so they've got to have income for a longer period of time. Second, there aren't the pensions that there used to be. See, yeah. You think about it, your mom and your grandma, they probably did fine because when dad or grandpa died, the pension continued to them. Yeah. Well, there aren't the pensions that continue, and so they don't have those. Many times women are the caregivers, not only for children, but for the parents. So especially single women, they can get really caught up because here they're trying to raise a kid. Now their parents need long-term care. They've got to save up for their retirement. What's going to give? Something's going to give. And they say that the average single woman will give up over $250,000 in lost Social Security and pension savings because of caregiving, either for children or parents or for both. Mm. And so, you know, it's just so important that women save money if you're single. If you're a single mom, you got to be saving. I know it's hard, but you've got to, because there's going to be nobody else there to help take care. And you've got to have a long-term care plan, and you've got to have income, an increasing income, because inflation, even though I believe we're in a deflationary economy, there's always going to be inflation, even in deflationary economies, and you've got to have increasing income for the rest of your life. So there's just a lot of risk that women face.
No question. And you mentioned, the long-term care. I really recommend long-term care. I make it part of a plan. And when I'm working with a single woman and we discuss that, I double my my recommendation, meaning I really make sure they understand the risks that are associated because of all the things you describe. And we have to have that in place and have that protection, because they have helped everybody else. Who is going to take care of them, and where's the money going to come from? And there is so much to this. And the other thing you mentioned was the pensions. I see more often than I would like, especially with couples, there are pensions in play, but guess what? The husband took the single life, or maybe it's only a 50% to the survivor, and maybe they've taken Social Security at 62 and it's reduced. And you look at the survivorship scenario, and we are often giving them some reality check, and they're surprised to realize what the survivorship looks like for the spouse. And then that's where we try to bring in creating this additional guaranteed source of income that we might not start until later, but we've got it ready to go if and when that happens.
Right. And maybe my last parting thought would be, the happiness in retirement, because I talk a lot about being happy. And the Wall Street Journal discovered the secret to a happier retirement is friends, neighbors, and a fixed annuity. And they found that the happiest people in retirement were those who were surrounded by their friends, surrounded by their families, who had guaranteed paychecks for life. Time magazine found the same thing in Great Britain. It said lifetime income stream key to retirement happiness. A new study in the land of grumps reveals that retirees with a guaranteed lifetime income stream can find true happiness. And the last thing, Towers Watson did a whole white paper, and it was entitled Annuities and Retirement Happiness. You can Google Towers Watson Annuities and Retirement Happiness. They wrote a whole white paper, and they found all retirees, old, young, rich, poor, all retirees were happier if they had guaranteed lifetime income.
Great stuff, Tom. Great stuff. And, final thought for me I'll share is that way too often I see, an annuity or reverse mortgage, these things, they're good, but only in certain situations. They can make sense now and then. And the truth is they make sense in a lot of situations. And we never hear that about mutual funds or stocks or bonds. You never hear a disclaimer by somebody saying, mutual funds are good, but only for certain situations. So we got to get rid of this bias that is out there and get people to take a hard look at the realities of how to retire happy and to maybe step back and rethink and reevaluate and be a little more open-minded. It is a challenging world out there, and we have to really embrace alternatives and be willing to look at things that perhaps they haven't in the past. Tom, I really appreciate you being with us. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, author, speaker, economist, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. That's the book, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. And again, Tom's website, tomhegna.com. Tom, thank you very, very much for being with us today.
Thank you, David. Great being with you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.